Boston, 1893.
What do you mean you are planning to travel again? You have just returned,
Jane Crawford said to her daughter.
No more traveling. Mr. Rothschild won't like it, will you, Jeffrey?
Jennifer Crawford watched as her mother leaned forward from her place at the table in the family dining room at Willow Tree to cover Jeffrey's hand with her own, purse her lips, and wink at him. It made Jennifer ill to think that if she were to spend her life with Jeffrey, as he and her mother had already planned, she would be subject to her mother's ridiculous flirting and fawning over her husband, and in turn, his obsequious and affected gratitude and flattery toward her mother.
Jolene has asked me to come here and help her in her new home in Washington when Max takes his seat in the U.S. Senate. She will be very busy, and Melinda will need attention. I have already told her I will come, Jennifer said.
Jeffrey took a sip of his wine and looked at her over the rim of the cut crystal glass.
The Morgans are expecting us at their gala. I'm sure you don't want to disappoint them.
I do not, she said. But you will have to make my excuses. Certainly they understand what a momentous occasion this is for our family.
There is nothing momentous about the occasion at all. This person your sister has married is nothing. His family barely touches any good Boston society. And anyway, politicians are inevitably low-born and crass,
Jane declared.
He is nothing to us, and your sisters are dead to me.
Jane,
her father, William Crawford, said to his wife in a plaintive voice Jennifer was accustomed to hearing.
It is true, Jane said. After everything I have done for Jolene and Julia, for them to turn their backs on their own mother.
Mother, please, Mr. Rothschild does not want to hear any of this.
Jane demurred with a shrug.
He is nearly family.
Jennifer continued to eat, staring down at her plate so she did not have to view her mother's smug smile. When she looked up, Jeffrey's eyes were on her.
I have already replied to the Morgans for both of us,
he said.
I'm sure they will not miss one lone person from the hundreds they invite.
This is business, Jennifer,
he said.
They are longtime customers of the bank, and if not for Harry Morgan's introductions, we would have missed out on having some very important clients. I'm sure you understand that.
Wouldn't having a family member who is a U.S. senator be good for gaining new clients? She asked.
Her mother harumphed.
Jennifer,
Jeffrey admonished.
It has already been decided. We are going to the Morgans.
Jeffrey's lips were a hard line and his eyes cold as he spoke. She recognized that look and didn't challenge him or say more. In fact, no one at the table conversed, and she was feeling embarrassed by the set-down. She continued to eat and sipped her wine, willing herself to be patient until it was time to make her escape to her rooms. But what would she do if they were married? How would she escape him? Dessert had just been served when her father cleared his throat and every head turned to him.
If Jolene has asked for your help, then you should attend her. I will make your excuses to Harry Morgan.
Jennifer was shocked and stared at her father, not daring to witness Jeffrey's or her mother's reaction, as her father rarely exerted himself on her or her sister's behalf. Jennifer didn't believe he didn't care. In fact, she felt he cared very deeply about all of them and was mortally depressed when Jillian went to live with Julia. But he'd always steered clear of the family machinations, believing that was his wife's purview, Jennifer thought. And if truth be told, she felt Julia was correct when she said in her letters that father wanted to avoid the living hell that his wife would make of his life if he interfered. She also thought that her father was a bit frightened of Jane and her moods and maneuvers, just like everyone else in the household. Jeffrey waved away the servant, offering him a cordial.
I'm sorry I'm unable to stay longer this evening. There is somewhere I must be.
I'm so sorry, Jeffrey,
her mother said.
Must you go now before we adjourn to the music room?
A servant hurried forward to pull back Jeffrey's chair as he stood.
It is rarely wise to put off an important task, especially as current circumstances are not as friendly as I would like,
he said and stared at Jennifer.